Let's continue now with presidential politics. This week, both candidates had reason to ask that age-old question with friends like these, dot, dot, dot. For Obama, the friend in question was the Reverend Jesse Jackson. For McCain, it was former Texas Senator and now former economics advisor Phil Gramm. Joining us now is our friend, always, NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, my old friend.
Not so old. Who are you calling old?
Hey, my young friend.
Okay, well, by now everyone knows the gist of what Jesse Jackson said on Fox. And I'm just wondering, is Reverend Jesse Jackson, is he speaking for an older generation of African-American leaders?
I think he is, Madeline, but he's also speaking for himself. I think he's got great concern about being pushed off stage by a new kind of political leadership that's speaking on pragmatic terms about problems in Black America and saying we've got to fix the schools, we've got to contend with this dropout rate. And Barack Obama on Father's Day spoke in a Black church in Chicago and said Black fathers have to do a better job of being responsible parents. He also said in some cases maybe the government should be funding churches as part of the President Bush's faith-based initiative to deliver social services, revealing in the sense that Barack Obama was talking about Black people taking personal responsibility, not playing into the victim mindset and saying the government should be doing this or white people are responsible for our plight, but here are steps you can take to help yourself. And I think Jackson felt that's not the message that a prominent Black leader should be delivering. In an earlier occasion during this campaign cycle, by the way, when there was protest down in Louisiana against the treatment of some Black high school students, Barack Obama said, well, let the justice system work. Jesse Jackson's response was, he's acting white. So again, I think you see that generational divide come into play. And should Barack Obama be elected president, you can expect to see more of it.
Hmm. Well, politically, does Obama come out looking better because of it?
You know, it's interesting because as a matter of political strategy, right now, Barack Obama, as you know, has been moving to the center. He's after independent white voters, especially suburbanites and especially women. And for them to say, oh, wait a second, he is at a distance from Jesse Jackson. These are not the same people. That can only help Barack Obama.
Maybe a real friend then in
well,
Jesse
that's
Jackson.
Right. Maybe not intentionally, but in fact, a friend.
Okay, so let's turn to John McCain. He also had a problem with former Texas Senator Phil Gramm, who made some interesting remarks about Americans who are complaining about the current state of things in the economy, basically saying we are a nation of whiners. McCain came out forcefully saying he didn't agree with that.
Big problem for John McCain here, Madeline, because when you get former Senator Gramm, who, you know, is a PhD in economics, saying most Americans are suffering what he called a mental recession and are whining and complaining for no reason. Look at the unemployment rate. Look at Wall Street. Look at profits. What are they complaining about? He really contradicted what McCain is trying to deliver as now the core message of his campaign, which is that we are in touch with the economic anxiety in the country and Republicans are going to take action to help you with kitchen table issues. And that's why McCain was quick to say, Phil Gramm doesn't speak for me. In addition, Madeline, he also said maybe he would appoint former Senator Gramm as ambassador to Belarus. But then he said maybe the people there wouldn't want him.
Juan, your best political conversation of the week?
You know, Madeline, this is an interesting one. This week, if you remember, President Bush won on FISA legislation that gave immunity to the telecom companies. And in discussions on Capitol Hill this week, there were people who were asking me, do you think that Bush ever stops and thinks that he has won every major fight when it comes to this terror issue? Obama voted for this legislation. Even a democratically controlled Congress fears President Bush and refuses to challenge him on the civil liberties issue. This is the start of a conversation we're going to have more of as we get towards the end of the Bush term. Exactly what did the Bush presidency mean?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Adam.
Have a great weekend. That's NPR News analyst Juan Williams.